There are so many difficult words, and I think the hardest word in America has been the word I thought it's easy, that I know what it means. But it turns out I didn't know shit. I think it's the most complicated word. Like, how can it be, if something is bad, it's shit. If something is really good, it's the shit. I would have never guessed that. I had to study that. So important, the article. Like if I give to you, that means that that I'm telling you off. But if I give a then I care. And if I take then I accept that you are bullying me. But if I take a I take a and I learned that my is always good and positive, but your his her always bad. Like, I can't deal with her. I have to put up with his. Clean up your. But don't touch my. And then I learned that that if somebody says I have to do, it can refer to any activity whatsoever, any except one. Actually, shitting. Nobody says that when they're going to the bathroom. Like, nobody, except me. I love to do that. I love to do that. I have to go. I have to do. What are you going to do? I have already told you. And then I learned that the phrase and doesn't mean anything. If somebody says and, it's nothing. It's just something that you say to make your list sound longer. Like if somebody says, oh, I like to travel and you have to know that they only like to travel. And to make it even more complicated, can be divided into a piece of and that has a completely different meaning. A piece of is a bad movie, a lousy car, or a person who is being selfish. And the piece of can get bigger and bigger, but it can never be the whole. Like if I'm a piece of, I'm being selfish. And if I'm a giant piece of, I'm even more selfish. But if I'm the shit, I'm great. Thanks a lot. Thanks. I've been Eastbourne.